Tēnā rā tātou I te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahunganunga I tūhoe te whakatohea hoki. And I started this podcast as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you have been here before, nau mai hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to this show. I can't tell you how many pātai I have received about my book, about writing a book, about publishing a book, about getting a book deal, and I am here to just create one episode which answers all of the questions that I have had. Honestly, it's crazy how many people have reached out to me saying that they want to become authors, that they want to publish books, that they want to write a book, they don't know where to start, they don't know how to get a book deal. And honestly, everyone is asking for hui with me to ask me all their questions. And as much as I literally want everyone to succeed, I want everyone to write their book, I want everyone to do that, I just do not have the capacity to meet with every single person who has asked to. And that's just with so much aroha and love. But what I can do is I can record an episode answering all of the questions. And if you guys listen to the episode and you still have pātai, please, please message me. Because I, it's really tricky because this is the mahi that I genuinely love doing. I love helping people. I love being of service, and I love being able to inspire people to do something different. But with that also comes a huge demand for this, and I am one person, and I have also had a lot of personal challenges behind the scenes this year, a lot of whānau, things that I'm navigating. So yeah, I haven't had a lot of capacity, it's been on my heart to tautoko as many people as I can. So I thought that I would just record an episode and answer all of the questions. And please, if you have questions, still send me a message, because I would love to either just answer your question or do a part two to this if there are a lot more. But yeah, I have just spent a little bit of time preparing all of the things that I think would be helpful, and you know, the things that I wish that I knew before I started mine, just about the process and everything like that. But I'm just going to dive into it. So number one, I guess I'll just start off with getting a book deal. So I was offered a book deal by Penguin Random House. Before this though, I was posting consistently on social media, being authentic, sharing my unique perspectives, feeling the fear of, you know, showing up online, but still doing it every day. And I was offered this opportunity to write a book. I literally just received an email one day. I was asked if I wanted to have a hui to discuss doing a book. We had the hui, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally my childhood dream, was to become an author one day. And so that's kind of how it happened for me. The thing about a book deal is that a book publisher does have to make money, obviously. So they want to know that you're going to be able to sell a book. There are going to be people that want to buy the book. And so having an online community, an engaged online community, can help you look like more of an attractive person to have a book deal with. But that is not a 100% prerequisite. There are so many authors who have had no personal brand before they've written a book. But I know for me, that's what helped me. And so I can just speak from that experience. You can also, if nobody's out here banging on your door asking you to write a book, you can also pitch your book to publishers. So you can have an idea and you can reach out to them. There are, if you literally Google the publishers, there will be a contact email address you can find, and you can ask them to take your book on. I think a lot of people find this stuff quite challenging because they're like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. It's like, you can literally do anything you set your mind to. If you want to write a book and nobody's asked you to write a book, go and ask them. You can do this. And you know, people might say no, and that's just another opportunity to go to another place, or to try again, or to, you know, maybe now's not the right time, you know, all the things. So just don't give up. If you want to write a book and you have not got a book deal, which is number one of this, then just haere tonu, keep going, persevere, But that's like the biggest thing, I think, is actually getting a book deal. And yeah, number two on my list to kōrero to you guys about is like advance, getting an advance, royalties. So you may get paid. I'm just gonna speak from my experience, because it's tricky because I don't know obviously what it's like for every single person. I can only speak to from my own experience. So I got paid an advance to write my book, and then I get paid royalties for book sales. I think New Zealand, or for New Zealand authors, these amounts are quite similar. Obviously, depending on your sales, how many books sell. Number three is a publishing company. So choosing a company that you trust, has a good reputation, and you have a good working relationship with. This is not just a 1 week deal. This deal is going to last years, so it's really important to find the right publishing company. Number four is writing the book. So this is what overwhelms a lot of people. It took me at least a couple of years to write my book, and I think this could have been done in a much shorter time frame if I had have dedicated more time to it. For the bulk of this book journey, I was juggling uni, working, I was doing all of my other business stuff, looking after my nan, like so many different things, and I just didn't prioritize it to finish it sooner, basically. But I definitely think that it could have been done quicker, and if I will slash when I write another book one day, I anticipate it will be done shorter. And just like a some back like back oh my gosh, can I even speak English today? Some back end, oh my gosh. Some behind the scenes insight into that. So my book deal was 50,000 words. That's how much I was contracted to write, but I ended up doing a little bit under this. So what I would do is I would break it down into a smaller goal. So if you're writing 50K words, and you want to finish it in a year, then you just have to write 1,000 words a week. It's not that complicated, like, breaking it down. But there's also these other parts to the process, which I'll add on, which is why it ended up taking a couple years. And that is number five, which is editing the book. So I had this whole team of editors who would help me editing the book. So you've got all these other people reading over your work, making recommendations, challenging your ideas, and making suggestions. This for me was pretty overwhelming, to be honest, because there are these deadlines that you have to meet in order to get the book finished. Bookstores are waiting for your book. And so there are all these other parts to the puzzle. And this for me took, I think it was about 6 months of back and forth going through the book. What this looked like was me being sent the whole book with all of these like comments of like, points in the book where there could have been errors and things like that. And then me going through the whole thing and then sending it back and just going back and forth like that. And during this process, honestly, I got so sick of my book because I had read it so many times over. I was literally done. I was like, I hate this book. And I was feeling horrible during this period of time because I started to look at my book and I was like, this book is dumb. Like, it's so boring. And I was being so negative about it. But that was just because I had read the book literally a million times at this point, and it just gets a lot. The other thing about this journey is that when you're in the final stages of publishing your book, usually there aren't any substantial changes you can make. You can only make kind of small changes. And this is just because if you're gonna like be pulling out big chapters and changing things, you're never gonna get the book finished because you're always gonna need to have those things edited, quite a few times. And so this for me was also, it felt quite overwhelming because I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like, you're getting closer to that point where you can't change anything, and that I think is quite daunting and scary. So just things to know. Number six is actually publishing the book. So when the book gets published, there are, for me, there were thousands of books printed before I had seen one. Like before one, they don't print off for me. There wasn't just one that came off, it was like thousands. And so this was also very scary because I was like, oh my gosh, what if something's wrong? And it's just like that's just what it's like writing a book, publishing a book. Number seven is marketing the book. So I was featured on Seven Sharp, AA's magazine, which gets sent out to like almost a million people. The Kia Ora magazine on the in New Zealand planes, Te Karere, the spin-off, The Listener. All of this media attention about your book. And for me, I anyone who knows me in real life, I'm not a shy person, but like the media stuff, that's not my normal. Like, I don't. It's hard to explain because it's not any. Nobody gets born into the world and that's their normal thing. But well, I guess unless you're like born famous. But you know what I mean? It's like that was out of my comfort zone, and that was pretty scary and daunting to have like so many eyes on what I was doing, my business, and also not my usual eyes, as in my incredible social media community. There's like a certain demographic there, but when you start getting pushed on to like Seven Sharp and like all of these other, like the spin-off, the Listener, it gets pushed to a different demographic, which is amazing, because you get pushed to a different demographic. However, it can be overwhelming to have your like for just as an example, I do not usually get recognized by Pākehā or by non-Māori when I'm like going out. I would say a lot of the time, like Māori, some not a lot of the time, I get recognized when I get recognized, it is by Māori a lot of the time. But throughout this journey, I started getting recognized by like Pākehā, and that was just a bit different for me because I had never experienced that before. And so yeah, it's just different. Like, it's unique. It's something, and it's a new territory that I hadn't walked through before. And I found it kind of overwhelming, and I actually shed a lot of tears because it was just a bit, it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming to have so many eyes on what I was up to, and it can be a bit scary if you've never managed that before, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And the other part of that too is, sorry, that I think is really relevant is if you're doing something really big like this, the amount of hate that's going to come through. So I remember reading, like, just don't read the comments because I remember just reading comments and like, on a few posts, they were just all negative, and it's just heartbreaking really when you've worked so hard on something to just have negativity there. But what I've learned is that if you're going to do something like this, if you're going to create something huge, if you're going to be a pioneer for your field, if you're going to create generational change, you can't have that, but then also have it easy and also have nobody not liking what you're doing and also having everyone be your friend and also having, you've got to realize that if you want to do something like this, there will be haters, and that's just part of the game. And you've got to learn how to strengthen yourself so that you can just keep going. And the other thing on that is, like, you're not going to be able to strengthen yourself until you go through it and you realize that actually you're okay. But through that, I would really recommend having your support system, having your people that you can trust, people that aren't in it, people like whānau who aren't in the social media world, who don't know anything about like books or publishing, or you know what I'm talking about, like just people that aren't, that's not their whole world. I think is really helpful because it can just bring you back to earth and just, like remind you of like what's really important in life. It's not people being mean to you on the internet. Like, when you think about the grand scheme of things, it's really not that important. So yeah, I went off on a tangent on that one, but I think it's really important to bring into this is one of the things I wished I had was a bit of warning, a bit of preparation. I felt like I blindly walked into this. I did know a couple of authors, but hadn't really had many conversations about this journey. And so I basically was just walking into this and felt very alone, and I didn't know how to navigate that, and it was very challenging and very overwhelming and quite scary and daunting and just a lot of emotions. So that is number seven. Number eight is events. So my book launched on like June the 17th or something, and then like on June the 23rd I hosted a book launch event at my marae. Now your publisher will tell you this if you are working with a publishing company. You kind of want to have your book launch maybe like the following week or something so that you can ensure that there's enough books there. just in case there are any delays or whatever it is. But the other thing to note is that, which I'll go into soon, is to be on the bestsellers list, you need a mass amount of sales in 1 week. So that's just something to know. But I hosted a book launch event at my marae, and I also co-hosted two book tour events. I had planned to do more this year, but there are just some whānau things going on. Some whānau thing. Oh my goodness, can't even speak English today. Some private whānau things going on. And so I have rescheduled that for 2026. And yeah, that's basically it. So events, you can do events if you want to. You don't have to do events. Personally, I think that if you're just trying to get sales, I feel like for the cost of doing events, you could probably achieve more sales using social media. However, my intention with the events was not solely for sales. My intention with the events was genuinely to meet people, to connect with people, to just wānanga. And the three events that I had filled my cup so much because I got to meet real people who were reading the book, who were interested in the book, who wanted to talk to me, who wanted to ask questions. And I think that was just so valuable to be in that space. And I loved it so much. And there was a lot of hard mahi that went behind the scenes into making those events happen. And what I mean by that is, when I first started thinking about my book launch and my book tour and everything like that, and I mapped out my dream, which was to host like 10 events, I looked at that and I was like, holy moly, this is going to cost like a gazillion dollars. And if you don't know, I'm not a millionaire yet. But I went through this whole process of finding funding and everything like that. And it took me a long time, a lot of mahi, a lot of hui, and everything like that. And so if you think about it from just like a time and pūtea perspective, that's not the way to go. If you want to host events because you want to be with people and you want to connect, then like you will find a way. But I think that your goal, if you are going to do events, needs to be to genuinely just connect with people, which is what my goal was, and is. So, and that's, yeah, it's been pushed to 2026 for the rest of my book tour. So, yeah, that's the events section. Number nine is, I just realized that I'm just yapping on. It's funny. It's literally it's gone dark outside. It was light when I started recording. Now it's dark outside. And I'm just sitting in my whare. And I've actually just moved into this whare. And I just realized this is kind of weird. I'm literally just here talking to myself, like to the podcast. I've recorded podcasts by myself before, but I don't know, it just feels different. Sorry, random. Let's get back on track. Number nine is social media. So I obviously had a social media strategy to bring awareness to the book launch and the book tour and get book sales and everything like that. One of the other things that really supported me in this huarahi was UGC, which is user generated content. So that is content that people who buy your book create for you. So someone goes out and buys a book and they chuck up a post on Instagram and they're like, oh my gosh, I just got the multi-millionaire book, and they tag you and then you reshare it. That's UGC content. So UGC content is really awesome because it's an organic way to get marketing for your book. Like literally, it's just, if your customers are happy and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, they're going to share it. And so the amount of people who went through the book and then they would screenshot pages of the book and then they'd be like, oh my gosh, there's wānanga sections in the book. Oh my gosh, they talk about da 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 da. And then the amount of people that go on LinkedIn and then they're like, oh my gosh, look at this, you know? And so it's really cool to see, I guess, like the compounding effect of your book and it being shared is that it's not just you that has to create content, like other people start creating content for you, which is really cool to see. And because I've never had a product before, service-based businesses, generally it's really hard to do that. Like someone, a lot of people aren't going to, you know, post on social media, oh my gosh, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's different having a product versus having a service. So social media was really helpful in this. At the end of the episode, I'm going to share some of the things that I would change, and there's definitely some there in the social media space. But yeah, social media can be optimized. And the thing is that all of the work I did before launching the book really played into how this went. So the followers, the engagement that I had built before I launched it, that's what runs it. You know, like, it's not like, okay, I'm launching a book now, let's start being consistent on social media. Like, this was years in the making. This wasn't just... And it's obviously not everything that I've done is because of the book, but it's like everything just flows together. Number 10 is the bestsellers list. So the bestsellers list is calculated every week. In order to get on it, you need to get hundreds of sales within 1 week. And basically it's just the top selling books, but the top selling books sell hundreds of books within 1 week. Now, I was on this for, I don't know if it was 4 or 5 weeks, something like that. Now, not all bookstores count towards the Nielsen Book Scanner, which is the book, the bestsellers list, which is where they get it from, which I found really interesting. Now, I've just got a list of things that I would change if I had, like, the next time that I launch a book. The first one is not putting time-sensitive information in the book. So I wrote something in my book about KiwiSaver, and once the book was published, or just before it was published, I can't remember, the KiwiSaver rules changed, making that section not entirely irrelevant, but just, like, the specific things that I had said in there about KiwiSaver, you know, that it was, it's out of time. It's out of, it's not relevant, you know? And so if I had my time again, I would not put time-sensitive information like that in there. The other thing I would do is I would create digital resources for my book, and I would have a link in the book that said, like, if you want to download this digital resource, then ding this link. And then when someone clicks on the link, they have to input their email in order to get the digital resource. Now, this would have been really helpful because that meant that I could actually contact everyone or most of the people who read the book by also collecting their emails. I've seen other people do this. To be completely honest, while I was the last kind of section of finishing my book, I wasn't reading as much as I usually would. So I didn't see things like that that would have been really helpful. And I was just really busy during that period. But now, since launching the book, I've gotten back into reading a lot more, and I've just found little things in other books that I was like, oh my gosh, I would have loved to have done that. And that is one of them, is having a way to collect emails. That way you can actually leverage, you know, that it's not just people reading the book, but it's also that. Another thing I would change is I would make a plan to buy more books. So you can obviously, as an author, buy your own books. And I would send more to, like, influencers, and I would have more of a strategy when it comes to this. I would also put more, buy more. I would have done the planning a bit differently so that I had more to send, not only to influencers, but to my friends and things like that. Because, yeah, how it went was a bit different, and I would change that next time, and I would have a bit more of a strategy when it comes to this. But that's just, like, basically a mind dump of the whole process of writing my book and the journey that it was. And I guess just a reality check if you're thinking about writing a book, that it's not easy. It's actually really difficult to, one, write the book, two, the emotional thing of publishing the book and having so many people in it, but three, it's a super, super rewarding process because I have had people say this is the first book that they have ever read. I have had people say they didn't even like reading, but they loved reading my book. I have had people go through this book and be like, that is so cool to have Te Ao Māori perspectives when it's a Western, thing, puta. That makes it all worth it for me. Seeing photos of like tamariki, of mama, of papa, of literally like kanohi Māori holding this pukapuka, that to me makes it worth it. Someone sent me a message saying she went to, I think it was Bali, and she left a book in like a Bali, I don't know, library. That to me, I'm like, that is so cool that this book has reached international places. So many people internationally have purchased the book and had it delivered. That to me makes it worth it. You have to be driven by creating impact if you want to write a book, because just being real, if money is your driving force, it's not going to be worth it for you. There are so many ways to make pūtea. You have to be driven to genuinely want to change the world. And I think this is super clear to me now. And I am like, my cup is full from those messages, from hearing people's stories, hearing people's journeys, and also just being able to show my people that if you want to write a book, you can write a book. And it's just like, it's not a, it is a big thing, but like, I just want to show my people that if you have a goal, if you have a dream, just do it. You can just do it. Like, I grew up wanting to go into a bookstore and see books about money that were written by Māori. And to be able to have done that, like, that's pretty cool to me. And so I just want to help anyone else who, is thinking about writing a book and just share my journey, share my experience. But as I said at the beginning, if you've got any pātai, if you've listened to this whole thing and you're like, oh, hang on, but I still have a question, please flick me a message on Instagram and I will endeavor to respond or do like an updated part two of this episode. I'm sorry it was a bit like rambly, and I just really wanted to share as much as I could, and hopefully this helps you. But as always, obviously this isn't financial advice. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Different to my usual ones, but yeah, I hope this helps, and good luck with you and your journey writing your book, publishing your book, and also becoming a best-selling author. I hope you have the most incredible day today, and yeah, that is me, Ka Kite.